Blog Talk Radio.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh did to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them.
Judge us to Moses, go down there to free them. Yeah.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor le'asav,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods. The God.
Bekerev
Elohim
Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all
nations.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name... shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, 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 Rato, Rato.
Thank you.
מזמור כ"ח לדוד. אליך אדוני אקרא, אקרא, אקרא.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever.
מזמור כ"ח לדוד. אליך אדוני אקרא, צורי אל תחרש ממני, פן תחשה ממני, ונמשלתי עם יורדבור. שמע כל תחנוני, בשבעי אליך, בנושאי ידי אל דביר קודשך. אל תמשכני עם רשעים ועם פועלי אבן, דוברי שלום עם רעיהם ורעה בלבבם. תן להם כפעולם וכרוע מעלליהם, כמעשה ידיהם תן להם, השב גמולם להם. כי לא יבינו אל פעולות אדוני, ואל מעשה ידיו יהרסם ולא ילמם. ברוך אדוני, ישמע כל תחנוני. אדוני עוזי ומגיני, בוא בטח ליבי ונעזרתי, ויעלוז ליבי, ומשירי אחודנו. אדוני עוז למו, ומעוז ישועות משיחוהו, הושיע את עמך, וברך את נחלתך, ורעם ונשאם עד העולם. מזמור כ"ח לדוד. אליך אדוני אקרא, אקרא, אקרא.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever, 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 forever.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
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 You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
of the Ten,
and can elaborate on
and elaborate on
and elaborate on
and elaborate on
and elaborate on and elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this,
and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow,
accept and follow.
I would believe our country is not only historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian,
historically Christian, historically
Christian, but also actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian,
actively Christian.
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Holy Emmanuel Islam.
Yeah.
Human righteousness is a salvation for the black African nation. Yes, black man and black man is strong.
Check
it.
Now is the time to go. Find your love, Africa's creation. Now is the time to go. We won't be slaved by no other nation. The people will suffer if they doesn't dare. System their design is only to murder them. We need to help up each other, yeah. Oh, do it already so we can do it again. They will suffer if they doesn't dare. System them design a murder them. Oh, we need to help up each other, yeah. Oh, do it already so we can. Everyone is searching to find a way out. And closing the dungeon of darkness, so where we only have our souls. No one has any time for love, neither respect for the world. Busy getting caught, doing our thoughts, trying to please the evil lost world. Every morning, they see themselves doing the same thing. Until the dawning, they slave for our wealth. We can't do a thing. Yet nothing neglect the farming, the true and righteous way that we all should be living. Take away them, get caught in colonial life for cause beer killing. And that them teach you said, then run come put you away. Well, this your time, it is alright, yo. No matter where you say, me not go lele. So Babylon just stand quiet, because they shall suffer if they doesn't dare. Oh, the system them design a murder them. Yes, we need to help out each other, yeah. Or do it already so we can do it again. Yes, them are gonna suffer if them not go here. Oh, the system Babylon design a murder.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man-child, then she shall be unclean 7 days. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean, 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 shall she be unclean.
And the Yahweh Yahweh, he who be who he be, spake to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of the separation for her infirmity, shall she be unclean. Here we have Leviticus chapter 12, a holy, an Isla set apart, true good, true God, and a holy, an Isla, a set apart people. Second item here, the law of motherhood, rephrase, the Torah, direction, instruction of the mothership of the matrix. And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying, Daber illa b'nei Israel lemor. Speak to the b'nei, the sons, the children of Israel lemor, saying, Isha ki tazria, if or when. Isha, a woman, Isha, a woman, ki, if, when, tazaria, if, when a woman hath conceived, see, with Yalda, Zakar, and born a Zakar, a male, a man child. With Yalda Zakar, with Tama'a Shiba'ata Yamin. Then she shall be unclean 7 days. Ki me nigata dota titama. According to the days of the separation for her infirmity shall she be unclean. And verse 3, and in the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, and she shall then continue in the blood hadam of her purifying 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed set apart thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bear a maid child, a woman child, a female, nekeva, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks as in her separation, and she shall continue in hadam, the blood of her purifying, 66 days, 66 days. And when the days of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon, yona, or a turtle dove for a chatat, a sin offering, to the patach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, to HaKohen, to the priest, who shall offer it lifnei Yahweh before the Yahweh and make an atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law, HaTorah, the direction, the instruction for her that have borne a male or a female, a Zakar or Nekeba. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring 2 turtles or 2 young pigeons. The one for a burnt offering, an Ola, and the other for a Chatat, a sin, black offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean, be clean, be clean, be clean. Third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 13. A holy, true good, true God, Elohim, an Isla, Elohim, and an Isla, holy, set apart people. Third item, leprosy, or skin disease, a type of chati'at, a type of sin, as in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and John chapter 1, verse 8, as a point of reference. Here, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 13. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon, Lamor, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, HaKohanim the priest. And HaKohen the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him the seventh day, and he nay, behold, no, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days more.
For my next number, I'd like to read.
I'm gonna testify.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Boston, you got to have caution.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus, chapter 13. A holy, true good, true God, Elohim, an Isla, Elohim, and an Isla, holy, set apart people. Third item, leprosy, or skin disease, a type of chati'at, a type of sin, as in Romans chapter 6, verses 12 to 14, and John chapter 1, verse 8, as a point of reference. Here, third book of Moses, Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 13. And Yahweh spake to Moshe and Aharon, Lamor, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons, HaKohanim the priest. And HaKohen the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. The priest, HaKohen, the Kohen, shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him the seventh day, and he may, behold, no, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days more. And here, at this sixth verse, we have the second aliyah, the second anaphora or aliyah here for this Torah portion reading and feeding, Tazria, for the Shabbat, Tazria, the sheni, wira hakohen oto bayoma hashid beiya shenit wihine keha ha nega wilo fasa ha nega beora wikiya haro wa ha kohena nisa pahat he wikiya base be gadayo wik ahera.
And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes, and be clean, and be clean, and be clean, and be clean.
Here for the second aliyah, aliyah sheni, picking up at verse 6, Leviticus 13 and 6, the sheni. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall look on him again the seventh day, and he nay, look, see, here it is, and that, oh, if the plague be somewhat dark, the plague spread not in the skin, HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, for his cleansing, he shall be seen of HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, again. And if HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, see that he nag, look, sight, here it is, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought to HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen. And HaKohen shall see him, and he nay, look sight, here it is, if the rising feet, white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, looketh, then HaKohen shall consider, and he nay, look, sight, neho, here it is. If the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed to white, he shall come to HaKohen, and HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall see him, and he may look, see, here it is, in that hole. If the plague be turned into white, then HaKohen shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. And here we're at the third Aliyah, the third Aliyah for Shabbat Tazria, the Shalishi, third Aliyah, picking up with verse 18. Ubasad, Kia Yithye, Boa Beoro, Shechina We Nirapa, Pa, Pa, Pa.
The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, 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 and is healed.
Picking up here at verse 18 for the Shalishi, the third Aliyah, Leviticus 13, verse 18. The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed. And in the place of the boil, there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white, or somewhat reddish, and it be shewed to HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen. And if when the Kohen seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the Kohen look on it, and he may, here it is, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark. Then HaKohen, the priest, the Kohen, shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the Kohen shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil. And HaKohen, the Kohen, the priest, shall pronounce him clean, 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 clean.
And Aaron, saying, when a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, or bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priests. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh. And when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day. And behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it have turned the hair white, and there be quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if a leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider. And behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed unto white, he shall come unto the priest. And the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. He is clean. The flesh also in which even in the skin thereof was a boil and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising, or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, will be shown to the priest. And if when the priest seeth that, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spreads much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not there, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean.
Like the elephant sighting, be a just a turning Bible pages. From Proverbs forward to Genesis, from Revelation to Ecclesiastes. So let me tell you, tell me we come in. And the lust of the world, it decreases. While every day man a build explosives, the corruption of the world it exposes. Mind jolly kill with diseases. Hey, mind jolly kill with diseases. I said the most dangerous diseases.
We beat again, Lord, we beat again. Hey, the Colonel come on in video gate, man. You come from Pattaya with a different fashion, styling. Let you know the gate man busy, styling. Let you know the gate man busy, hungry. Lord, make him collect money, hungry. Lord, make him count enough money, hey. $5, $10, and 20, hey. Step up the cup off, he get a picnic. Call for Pattaya and the DJ daddy, styling. Let you know the gate man busy, styling. Let you know the gate man busy. We have more water than flour. They said we have more water than flour. The greatest liar that a pass a wire. The first time dread them used to call them liar. If the dread he poke you hear them shout out fire. Right before Stiley, lad you know the gate man busy. Stiley, lad you know the gate man busy. Hungry, lad make him collect money. Hungry, lad make him count enough money. Hey, $5, $10 and 20. Hey, jump up the cup and we get a picnic. Call for Pattaya and the DJ daddy. Hey, step up Pattaya in a category. Stiley, lad you know the gate man busy. Stiley, lad you know the gate man busy.
Now this is a State of the Union address to those of the musical interest, from the Minister of Argument and Reasoning, Right Honourable Mr. Shinehead, O.M. Rough and rugged, we're coming rough and rugged. Feel me foundation, deep and solid we with. Rough and rugged, me coming rough and rugged. Feel me foundation, deep and solid. Long time I'm on a watch and for a very long time I've waited. Meantime and between time, enough little things I have created. In a the lyrics laboratory, that's where I experimented. But before the final product come around, it's gotta be tested. Then and only then will I approve and be contented. Why? Because the public is extremely educated. Well, that is one of the reasons why me get sophisticated. Cause some people are picky while some folks are open-minded. And some of them are hard to please and very complicated. But one way or another, everybody should be respected. Cause rough and rugged, we're coming rough and rugged. Feel me foundation, deep and solid we with. Rough and rugged, I'm coming rough and rugged. Feel me foundation, deep and solid. Now before I say what I have to say, it's thoroughly contemplated. Any mistake that I should make is immediately corrected. Cause in a DCR business I am totally devoted. Time and energy was invested so that it could be perfected. And by Jah I was anointed, that is why I'm motivated. No man from the land can stop it cause it must be manifested. Carefully selected, very keenly designated. Grammatically perfect, every word is properly stated. You hear it back a million times but still you can't believe it. Just like an electric circuit with the voltage overloaded. Zoom! Rough and rugged, we're coming rough and rugged. Foundation, deep and solid we win. Rough and rugged, we come in rough and rugged. Give me foundation, deep and solid.
Tick-a-tick-a-tock, tick-a-tick-a-tock. My golden hen, my golden hen. Tick-a-tick-a-tock, my golden hen. Tick-a-tick-a-tock, my golden hen. She lay next to the gentleman. Sometime 9 and sometime 10. Oh, and whenever she lay, she make an alarm.
Cock, me lay out, lay out, lay out, whoa, lay out, whoa, whoa.
Starting from morning, from a golden hen. Got a little girl at my home. She wake up this morning, she didn't eat no breakfast, no. She wake up this morning, she no eat no breakfast. To leave out my home and to faint in the past. To give my neighborhood a lot of remarks. Lots of remarks. To give them lots of remarks. Lots of remarks. It was not my fault when she faint in the past. Lord God knows. Hey little girl, don't be like a rolling calf. Oh, before the wind you're gonna be like a shaft. If you leave like a rolling calf, no. Don't live like a rolling calf, no. Tick-a-tock-a-tock, my golden hen. She lay next for the gentleman. Sometime now.
sabbatical study, this I&I Rastafari sabbatical study for this
God being a symbol of life. Shabbat Shalom. Send that Shalom. We've asked a question about the Nida in this Torah portion of ISS number 27. Ki Kazria Ditaregis. If a woman, she conceives a seed. Alright, and the question, let's get this right here and share this as a kind of part of the first words on this Torah portion. Alright, to be shared here on the ear and in the iris. So it was on the Nida, and I'm sure that some of the sisters or daughters might have also heard us reasoning from the Fita Neges concerning the Nida and that separation, speaking about the separation both at the time during the monthly, the moon, the, you know, the days of menstruation or of blood flow, blood being a symbol of life, and also during the afterbirth time, right, the after the birth time. So the question about the Nida, the woman's Nida, right, and Nida spelled N-I-D-D-A-H, or that separation, menstruation separation. And we were speaking on the topic when we said about a woman, and we were speaking from the Fita Neges, what we can call the Apostles' Doctrine or the Canon, Fita Neges, the Law of Kings, where we said that a woman wasn't supposed to enter the church or the Holy Assembly, you know, into the church and the New Covenant under the New Law based on the Old Testament and based on Leviticus chapter 12, right, and something like that. And we were asked, is that the same as for like going to a concert or a gathering? Well, the Nida, right, and just to touch on this about the assembly or concert, well, the key is it's about Kadosh or Kedus. Kedus, that is the holy, or more correctly, set apart, right? An assembly or a concert necessarily doesn't always fit Jabil, right? So just a regular assembly or a concert, you know, doesn't fit the bill, so to speak. Now, Leviticus chapter 12, verse 4 says, and she, the woman, right, shall then continue in her blood of purifying, that blood of purifying, the time of the purifying, 33 days, and she shall touch no hollow thing. Now, in the KJV, the King James Targum, or the King James translation interpretation, it uses the phrase no hallowed thing. Now, when we go into the Hebrew, we have the Kadosh. The Kadosh, or the Kedus, means that which is set apart. Right? So it says, she shall touch no hollow thing. Now, this is referring to the tabernacle precincts, and the courtyard. Of course, speaking in terms of the tabernacle, or the Ohel Me'od, the tent of the assembly and the holy precincts. Right? And when we look at the Ethiopian, we see it's based on that pattern of the Hebrews. The Fita Neges, the Law of Kings, also brings that very, that point very clear. For example, we were referring to Fita Neges, part 1, chapter 24, section 5:11, on the general section we throw through, dowry, marriage, and what follows, and it was in section 5, definition of marriage and matters concerning. And that quote, that reference that we had made on the air in the upper room, the Rastafari upper room of Zion. So, in looking at Leviticus chapter 12, verse 4, according to the old law, it says, she shall touch no kadosh, nothing that is holy. Now, what is holy is referring to in the tabernacle, the Old Testament sense, which will be the church, right? The church. We're talking about that sacred space for that whole community. Nor come into the sanctuary, the mikdash, or the mekdes, the sanctuary. So the hollow thing, everything within the tabernacle, when you go through the gates, right, everything, the outer court as well as the tent. The tent will be like the church, symbolic of the church, right, until the days of her purifying, the purifying of the blood, right, be fulfilled. So hallowed equals the holy or the kadosh, or that which is set apart. The sanctuary is the tabernacle, the sanctuary that we find in Leviticus 12 and 4, or the true church. All right, so we use the Ethiopian sanctuary as that example in the new law, and based on the principle, are ye not as the children of Ethiopia, and as me, O children of Israel. But it all depends on the type of assembly, just to address again the idea of assembly or the concert as well. And thinking about this, we, you know, in the spirit, his spirit testifying our spirit, but it's not what we think is holy. This is a very important point. Not what we consider holy, because one can say, well, does that mean a woman during that time can't read the Bible? No. See, the scripture in the church or the tabernacle, because it represents the whole community. See, when we're under the new law, so we have to recognize it's not what we consider holy or as holy, but what he says is holy. Right? So remembering that the Old Testament as this type, as an object lesson. Now, what we would recommend is that a woman avoid stress and as much as possible and strain or strenuous activity. For example, no woman, right, should or properly in a physical sense comes into the Nyabingi gathering or the assembly to chant Isis during this time of her Nida, right, or the Mergen, the time of the blood flow. The Nyabingi for us is a perfect example of the church and the tabernacle type of I and I gathering or assembly, which is properly termed Kadosh, or the I assembly, that is Kedus, that is set apart, right? That is set apart. Now, we was asked by one sister, well, this means no dancing. Well, we said no dancing. Well, we didn't read about that. I guess it all deep ends on the kind of dancing, but just as a point of principle, I thought it was a very interesting and a good question about, does that mean, you know, concerts or activities, what sort of activities? Let's remember what the tabernacle was for Kol Yisrael, for Israel Hulu, for the whole community. It's like if we were to have, say, a church, a particular place we gather together, and that is like the consecrated, we could say, spot for the, not just for one individual, because you might have your, you know, a woman, especially in the new law, of course, it's very recommendable, advisable to stay within in that separated time in Jah word, right? Because we are under grace. The law came through Moses, right? Moshe, but grace and truth. So there's still a application of this, especially concerning the communal, that physical space, right? But in grace, on the ear and in the eyrid, so forth and so on. Plus, because of, you know, we live in the mart and one can be discreet, as it were. But as far as the particular place that is termed the church, see, there's a lot of places called church, and then there's also two or three of us gathered together. For example, the woman, say, within the Beta Israel Falasha type of community that we read about in Falasha Anthology, translated from Ethiopic sources with an introduction by Wolf Leslaw, went to that point of reference, and it made mention about two special huts, you know, and it also gives a kind of an overview of that particular pattern. And what's interesting is looking in the Beta Israel Falasha Anthology and comparing what we find written here with the Fitan, I guess, and then seeing that all of that is based upon Torah, what we have here in Leviticus, especially in key Tazria de Tareges, if a woman conceives seed. In fact, the part that is considered the Nida, or the maybe impure part, the Tameh part, is not so much the woman carrying that seed. That's the holy time. But it's when that blood, you have to recognize what blood and the plasma field truly is, that blood, and how the blood that was there and the amniotic sac was part of the process of bringing the life to this particular point, to that particular point, and then the cleansing, right? The cleansing, this set apart period is so very important. We recognize that it's not fully even be able to fulfill, and a lot of the woman diseases is because of the BS or the Babylon system and the Babylon society. So this is also another reason to chant down Babylon, and we as the sons must do all in our power to hedge about for the sisters, because they're not able to have that fullness and how it affects woman's health, for example. But hopefully this will be a good kind of an overview on what is meant by the church or the holy place within his grace. Amen. Amen. Shalom. 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 Shalom.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire, 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 fire. Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat
strong. Hey, mama. Hi, mama. Oh my, oh my. Oh mama, don't cry. Gonna give you my blood so high.
Reaching out for all the mothers in the world.
Time's just the way things are to be, yeah.
Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me all the pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you feel, just only you. With my words unmastering. Mama, I will never let you down. I'll never go away. I'll always be around. You know why you do it, such love that you found. I'm always gonna let you wear that crown. Through the roughest of times, you maintain your calm, Jah was your only end, while sheltering me from the storm. And when it's cold, you wrap me in a towel so warm. Oh my, oh my, I'm so glad I was born. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all the pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Well, thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. This is my world, I'm gonna make you so proud. So good, so you are. You're the one who teaches me all the good from the bad. Even when the system keeps pressuring my dad, you got I, oh, thanks be unto the Most High God. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. All my vision, aspiration, I owe it all up to you. It's my words and my offering. I'm a big man now, that's how things go. Things they do to survive, only Jah knows. Fiercely protecting us while watching us grow. You've been up, even when it's on the down low. Work so hard to see your coaches do. Blisters on your fingers so they can't take us for food. I'm here for a purpose, I'm here to rule. But I die, that's the far I will see you through. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Thank you, Mama, for the 9 months you carried me through all those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Oh. Now it's my turn to make life. I'm so mature, you know I've got my kids and my wife. And I'm positive and sure I'm doing fine. And still can do so much more. But prepare me for the future, my love, you deserve. Keep doing your thing, while others not knowing. Go deep inside your heart, Mama, you know where it was going. Can a mother lose her tender care for her child that she be showing? Come on, your stars keep glowing.
Boom again, Shalom Supreme. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 28.
Mizmor Kafhet le David. Elecha Adonai Ekra, 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 Ekra.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them, and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever, 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 forever.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch
Hashem. Blessed be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem,
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Rastafari.
Mizmor Kaf Chei. Psalm XXVIII. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 28 from the Sefer Tehillim. What we have here is a prayer and thanksgiving. Mizmor Kaf Chei. Mizmor Kaf Chei. Some would say Mizmor Kaf Chei. Still another Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation from the Sefer Tehillim, produced in one of the episodes of a stormy life. Some commentators refer it to the time of Absalom's rebellion, which forms a suitable setting for the first half. The remainder would then have been added when the crisis was over. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, we have today's daily psalm, a prayer and thanksgiving. Mizmor Kaf Chei, Psalm 28. Le David of David. Le David. First verse, the Aleph verse. Eleka Yahuwah. Ekra Tzuri Aletech Rash Mimeni. Penatech Hese Mimeni. Uonima Shalti Im Yordevor. To thee I, O Hashem, he who be, who he be, do I call. Eleka, Yahuwah, Ekra, Eleka, Adonai, Ekra, Zori, Aletech, Rash, Mimeni, Tenetech, Se, Mimeni, Uni, Mashalti, Im, Yordei, Or, my rock, Zori, be not thou deaf to me. Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Eleka Yahuwah, Ekra Tzuri, Aletech Rash Mimeni, Penatech Hese Mimeni, Nim Shalti Im Yordei Bor, Im Yordei Bor, I become. Lest if thou be silent to me, Penatech Hese Mimeni, I become like them that go down into the pit. V'nimshalti, v'nimshalti, im yordei bor, lest I become like them that go down to the pit. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have a prayer. There's two parts in today's daily psalm. The opening part is the prayer. We have the opening prayer, and in the closing, thanksgiving. So here we have the opening of the prayer. Eleka, Eleka Adonai, Eleka Yahuwah, Eleka Adonai. Ekra, 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 do I call. Ekra, Tzuri, my rock, I call. To the I, KJV reads it as, to the I will cry. This cry, the Ekra, Ekra. Ekra, 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 the ekra is a shout, a calling out to the I, suri, even when I and I, cha, a call out to he who be, who he be, eleka, yahuwah, ekra, suri, al techerash mimeni, be not silent to me, be not, al techerash mimeni, be not silent to me, the rock, Tzuri, the Tzor, Tzuri. We also have this in Psalm 18, round about verse 2, verse 3 of Psalm 18, the rock, to thee I will I cry out, will I cry aloud, will I call out, Yahuwah, my rock, Tzuri, al techerash mimeni, pen, less, techeseh mimeni, lest if thou be silent to me. Now, if you note in the KJV, the if there is italicized. So the idea, lest thou be silent to me. Pen techeseh, techeseh mimeni. If you be silent from me, the idea, mimeni, mimeni. We had this word, sur, al techerash mimeni, al techerash. Atechrash, Suri, Suri, my rock, speaking to he who be, who he be, Suri, my Sur, my Zor, my Sur, Suri, Suri, Atechrash mineni, don't be silent, me, meni, from me, don't be silent to me, Atechrash mineni, Suri, Atechrash mineni, pen, less, Techese mineni, Techese mineni, less, unless, if, it has a sense of if, but less, if you be silent to me, I become like them, I be like them, I be like, what would it be like for me? I will be like them, all of them that go down into the pit, if the I be silent to I. With nim shalti, im yordei bor. The idea also is brought out in this Aleph verse of be not deaf. In other words, the silence, being silent to understand and to get a better understanding for the meditation, silent prayer, be still and knowing, and the gnosis, be still and gnosis, is being deaf. The Hebrew brings out more of the sense of being deaf to I. Al techerash, techerash mimeni. Al techerash mimeni. Don't be deaf to I. As in the English phrase, turn a deaf ear. So there's the English phrase of don't turn a deaf ear. The deaf ear, you turn a deaf ear to someone. So here, David is saying don't turn a deaf ear to I. And I are saying don't turn a deaf ear to I and I. Less if thou be silent, less thou being silent, if you turn a deaf ear to I, if you are irresponsive, if there's no response to my appeal, to my ekra, to my calling out, eleka, eleka, Adonai, eleka, Yahweh, ekra, suri, calling out to suri, to I sur, I and I rock. I become like them that go down into the pit, with nim shalti in your day. I will resemble, I will be like, what would it be like for me? I will be a type, I will be as a simile, as an allegory, as that type of one, with nim shalti, with nim shalti, v'nim shalti, some would say, v'nim shalti, v'nim shalti, with nim shalti, I will be like, im your day, with those, your day, with those, im your day, I will be with those who, your day, who descend, who go down. Im your day bor, im your day bor, im your day bor, im your day bor, to the bor, to the bor. What's the bor? The bor is the pit, signifying in the context the grave or the anti-repatriation. But go to the pit, go to the pit. Elohim's silence, Jah's silence, Hashem's silence would mean that he was in disfavor. He had no favor. He was out of grace with him. And then, although he is living, he would be as though dead. He would be as the living dead. So the pit here is not just a literal pit of the grave. That's like, one might say, the ultimate destination. But even while living, he was in the pit, in that nightmare state of heart and mind, his perception, the perception to perceive or not to perceive the presence. He would be out of favor, right? He would be out of the presence, out of the perception, and thus in the pit, and like those who go down to the pit, to the grave. Now, this line is repeated. We have this line repeated in Psalm 143. So we have this here, 143. Let's just go to Psalm 143, because Tehillim, the Psalms, Tehillim and praises is something you do, but it's also something you prepare to do.
right? And there's the study to shoot, I and I self-approve, right? Even before the writing up in the psalm, it's like a musician would study a piece of music, and in studying that piece of music would seek to ascertain, well, what is this about? What is the thought, the heart, the mind, the context of this one? That now I'm, this will be my avatar. Just use that expression just very basically with no accessories or strings attached to it. You know what I'm saying? But putting that on, right, and putting that in heart and mind, right? So here we have Psalm 143. It says verse 7, hear me speedily. Hear me speedily, 143:7, O Lord, my spirit faileth. Hide not thy presence, thy perception, thy perspective from me, lest I be like them that go down into the pit. So we have this in Psalm 143:7, this idea. And this is echoed in the exquisite couplet of Yehuda. Yehuda Halevi, Yehuda Halevi, when far from thee, I die while yet in life. But if I cling to thee, I live, though I should die, because shall live children. Yeah. So this hope, this expectation, checking I and I state of mind, our state of heart and mind, our soul, and even giving our soul instruction, because the soul without instruction is headed for the pit, for that self-destruction, right? So coming up and out. So we have the first verse right here. The first two verses, they form the introductory appeal. How do you plead, or what is your appeal? What is your petition? Bringing this petition in spirit and in truth. The first verse right here in today's daily psalm, the Kaf Hei, the 28th psalm. And now to the Beit. Aleph Beit, the second verse. Shema, 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 Shema. Hear, Shema, a command to hear, be in the hearing. Shema kol tachinunai, 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 my tachinunai, tachanan, tachananai, tachinunai, tachinunai, my supplications. Hear the voice of my supplication. Shema kol tachinunai, hear the voice, the call. Like the sound, the word, there's the word, right? The word, what is the matter? What's the matter? What's the word? And there's the sound. Here he's speaking in the Beit verse of the sound, Shema, Shema, Shema kol. So the word Shema, in this sense, the Shema is directed to Hashem, is directed to Jah, is directed to Suri, the Sur, rock, my rock, I and I rock, to he who be, who he be. Shema, hear, hear, be in the hearing, Shema. Shema kol tachinunai, tachinunai. Hear the voice of tachinunai, tachinunai, the tachinunai, tachinunai. Some would say tachinunai, tachinunai, of my supplications from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, even the daughter of my disperse. Right, my suppliants, the supplication, bringing that offering. Hear the voice of my supplications. Bishawai eleka. Bishawai, some say bishawai eleka. Bishawai, when I cry to the I. Now, here's what's interesting, that in the KJV, in the Aleph, the first verse, it says, to the I will I cry. Here we have in the Hebrew, eleka, Adonai, ekra, 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 kara, to call out, ekra, kara. And here we have shawai, shawai, or shavai, shawai, shawai, shavai. What is shavai? Shawai. Here we have cry as well being translated, it's being translated here also as cry, right? But this cry is from a very interesting word, shawa, 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 shava. Some say shava, shawa. It's to shout, 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 shout. So we have the word shawa, shawa, shawa,
right, Shawa. Some might say Shava, Shava. Some Hebrews, Yehudis, Yidim might say Shava, right? And they would say Be'Shava'i, Shava'i, because of their particular speech and, you know, inflection. But according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the more better and the truer ancient enunciation, Be'Shava'i, Be'Shava'i, Shava'i, according to the Afro-Shemitic, Be'Shava'i. So we have Shawa. Right, Shawa, right, Shava, Shawa, Shawa, shout. So you get the words out. Shaw, Shaw, right? Bi Shawai, in my shouting, Bi Shawai, Shawai, Eleka, Eleka, to the Eleka, the ka, to the I, ka, to the I, male, he who be, who he be, Bi Shawai, Ekra. Slicker, bit shawai, eleka, eleka. Still thinking about the ekra, because the ekra, we had this in the first verse. But now, what's interesting about the word for shout or cry, as it's translated in the KJV, bit shawai, and we have shawa, shout, shout, right? The shout, the crying out for help. So it's like, what kind of a shawa, right? Shawa. Shawa is it? Shava, shawa, what kind of a shout is it? It's a cry for help. Now, the Strong's definition gives us this, that it's a primitive root properly to be free, but used only causatively and reflexively, and it says to halu, right? Is that like a hullabaloo? You're making a hullabaloo, like you shouting out, you're making a, like a noise in a sense, halu, to halu for help. That is freedom or freeness, we say, from some trouble, some kind of trouble. So in the context of when it says cry, so when you come across the word cry, often translated in different parts of the scripture, especially in the KJV, please ask the question, right, to Abba Father in spirit and in truth and for the Holy Spirit to give light. What sort of a cry is it? What sort of a cry is it? See, sometimes we might think that when we come across a cry, for example, in the first verse and the second verse, it's the same cry, and it's not the same cry. Right, it's not the same cry. For example, the ekra in the first verse, right, the H7121 from the kara, right, kara means to call out, to recite, right, when we chant or recite the Psalms, and the, whether the Masoretic Hebrew or the Royal Amharic or the Ethiopic, when even the English, right, in the Iyaric, when we recite, we are calling out, reciting, to read, kara, right, kara, right, to read, to recite. To cry out in that sense, right? To cry out in reading and reciting or calling out, to proclaim, right? In the sense to call, to cry in the sense of uttering a loud sound, but it also takes on the context of to read aloud and to read also to oneself. So the context of kara is to, can be to read to oneself, to summon or to invite someone, to call and to commission, to appoint someone, to call and endow someone, to call and to name someone too. The kara. So kara has some interesting usages, you know, and we come across it often in the Masoretic, and then sometimes when we look at the English, what is translated, we can understand generally maybe the better intention and sense of the translator, but it's important for us to study to shoot I and I selves approved. Just to point this out right here at the outset, right, in the introductory appeal that we have in these first two verses of today's daily psalm, the Kaf He Psalm. It's a prayer and a thanksgiving right here. So moving forward with the second verse, KJV reads, hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to thee. Now, if you listen, I don't say when I cry unto. We don't read unto. We don't read. If you choose to, so be it. But un means not to. Right? We say to, right? So it says to thee, I, to thee, I, to thee, I. Will I cry? Will I call out? Will I call out? Eleka Yahuwah, Eleka Yahuwah, Ekra. Sori ala techerasha mimeni, tena techese mimeni. U ni meshalti, aim your day bor. Shema, kol tachenunai, tachenunai, the kol tachenunai. Be shawai eleka, be shawai. Am I shouting, Eleka, to the I, Bishawai, Eleka? Bin Nasi, Yadai. When, bin, in, on, when, at the time, Nasi, Bin Nasi, Bin Nasi,
Yadai. When I lift up, Nasi Benasi, in the lifting up, put your hands up, put your hands up, in the lifting up of my hands, Yadai. Illa Dibir, Illa Dibir, Illa Dibir, Illa Dibir, to the sanctuary, Kadsheka, Kadsheka, to the eyes, holy oracle. This is how the KJV brings it out. The KJV, the word oracle, really brings it out even better than the Tehillim English translation column right here. Here they say, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy sanctuary. The oracle is a holy sanctuary, but the word oracle brings out that oral word sound power, the word sound power. When I lift up my hands toward thy holy, thy Isla, thy set apart oracle. The oracle, divir, the dibir, dibir, as it's Afro-Shemitically would be enunciated, dibir, or divir, divir, il divir, as we would have in modern enunciation of Hebrew, or latter day, il divir kadsheka, kadsheka, il divir, dibir, we have davar, davar, the word. Lift up my hand to your oracle. Lift up my hand. This is a gesture of prayer. So when he says, B'nasi yadai. So let's look at the sentence, this bait sentence, the second sentence, the second part of the introductory appeal. All right, because they say first impressions, right? First impressions, they say matters. Well, first impressions do matter, especially as one is presenting their case in Jagre. So we see the order right here. We see where he says he's calling on he who be, we be on Hashem on Jah to hear. We are calling on him to hear what? The voice of I and I supplication. Tachanunai. Tachanunai. The Tachanunai. Let's just touch on this here in the second verse. Supplications. The voice of the Tachanun. 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 Or Tachanun. Some would say Tachanun. Tachanun. Supplication. To supplicate. What does this mean? It's an earnest. Some say an earnest prayer. It's an entreaty. But it's from this root right here. Hanan. The Hanan. What is Hanan? Hanan is to be gracious, to show favor, to pity, to show favor, to be gracious, to implore, to favor, right? Now, this is interesting. Properly, this word, they say, comes from the idea of to bend, to stoop in kindness, right, to an inferior. So asking the greater, right, to show I and I, right, that favor, right? In other words, in it's almost like we are in, he's like in that, so he won't be in that pit where he's in a down condition to show favor, to bend down and to lift him up, right? In other words, to bend or to stoop in kindness to an inferior. So if someone shows you, well, I'm not going to say if someone shows you favor, but that's the context of it. It's almost like the baraka, the blessing, right? The greater, right? The greater in that sense, or the better blesses the one who's lesser in that sense, right? To implore, that is to move to favor by a petition, to petition. So when we say gracious, be gracious to I, right? To be gracious, right? Show favor, right? Favor, grace. And it's interesting right here because here some people say that God does not show favor. There's no favoritism. I think what they're confusing is terminologies and ideas and concepts, and no doubt they need to study to show themselves approved. Right, you know, because you will be ashamed by that. And what we got to say right here does put a shame to that, because it is a shame that ones would say that and yet not really recognize what the testimony says. You know, the testimony basically says that he does show favor, right? He shows favor. But it's not like there's a favoritism in that ism, schism sense. He shows favor, right? And says no one is, like, better than anyone else. Well, that's not true. That's not true either, but it's based on what merit. You see what I'm saying? It's based on what is the criterion. This is why the first word describing he who be, who he be in today's daily psalm, note this right here, is the word sur. Sur is the word rock. Is the word rock. Why is the rock important? Because it's the groundation. It's the foundation. We have Rovenu speaking on the rock as well. You know, that he who hears the words and do them, he likens to a wise man who builds his house on the rock and the winds and the storm. And remember this psalm, today's daily psalm, a prayer and a thanksgiving, the Kaf Chei psalm, is another psalm that was produced in one of David's episodes, right, in this stormy period, right, of a stormy life. So it's a stormy episode. So notice that connection right there, just to bring out these ideas so that even if one only is has chewed upon one verse, right, only one verse, right, and it's filled, have to take time, you know, like when you're eating at a table, right, push your chair from the table for a moment, you know, wipe your mouth, clean your hands, put your hand, you know, just take a moment just to digest that word, mawahad, tawahido, to make that word one. See, that's the time of the silent prayer, Jah silent prayer. Right, to be still in gnosis. Right, so right here in the introductory appeal is a real groundation. Now, here we have in the verse 2, just to move forward with today's daily psalm, brothers and sisters, we have verse 1 and 2, verse 3 to 5, verse 6 to 7, and verse 8 to 9 in today's daily psalm. It's little, right? It's little, but it's talua. Right? It's tinnish, small. Right, but it's tillich. But there's a great, there's an important matter here. Even these two verses right here, the zor, right? Sought to touch on the word zor and the word zor. Like to hear lump Mariama Tanay, Woman's Wednesday. And as we had told her and also others, we really look forward to the metaphysics. The whole broadcast, especially, it's like the whole icing on the proverbial cake is with the metaphysics. And in the previous one on dropping jewels and gemstones in the Bible, gemstones in the Bible, a four-part series, right? Got to give an ear, got to hear, right? Give ear and hear again. She brought forward, one of the words she brought forward concerning dropping jewels and gemstones in the Bible, I think in part four, if I'm correct, was the word zor. Now we find this in KJV, Z-U-R, Z-U-R, take note, Z-U-R, right? And it says here in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Zor, Hebrew, means rock, stone, acute, something that is sharp, something that is precipitous, a refuge, shelter, protection, founder of a people. The founder of a people is that people's Zor, so we say Zori, Eleka Yahuwa Ekra. Sori aletech rash mimeni, to the I, O he who he be, O Adonai, do I call Ekra, my rock, sori. Interesting that when we look right here, I think I saw, where was it, my eye had glanced on something, it was down here, we have Zoriel, right, Zori. El, the next entry in the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, which is give the interpretation of this meaning, God is my rock. Zori El, whose protection? Zori El is El, Ha'el, Ha'el, right? Zori El, El Elohim is my defense. El Elohim, Ha'el is a refuge. Strength of El Elohim. Then we have Zori Shaddai, or Zori. Suri Shaddai, the Almighty is a rock, but the Almighty is my rock. My rock is Shaddai. The Omnipotent is a rock of refuge. All right, just to point out, we have the root word that's contained in today's daily psalm right here in the Masoretic, in the Hebrew, in the Beit verse, in the second verse, where it reads in the translation. It reads in the translation right here. Slika, in the first verse, because we're in the first and the second verse here. Going from one verse as these two verses, right, the spirit and the truth, even for the auditation, even for the medi upon this, the key word here is rock. Right, the key word here is rock in the context, right, of the attribute, right, the midot, the hamidot, or the midot, right, so the attributes that David calls he who be who he be, calls him sori, my rock. So we have this here under zor, right, zor is the English of Suri, right? Because that would mean like a TZ, TS sort of sound, and usually you don't have that in 1611 transliteration. But still, basically, you know, just a matter of pointing reference and keeping that in mind. So we have Z-U-R referring to Suri, right? Referring to my rock in the sense of what might be elsewhere, T-S-U-R,
T-S-O-O-R, like sore, right? Or T-Z. It really has like a more like a T-Z sound. But here says the father of Cozbi, the Midianitish woman who was slain by Phinehas in Numbers 25 and 15. This, the historical Zor, one who had this name, not Zori, not my rock, not I and I rock, but another kind of rock. Let's point this out. He was a king or prince of Midian, and he was killed by the Israelites in the wilderness by Midbar when they were warring against Midian in Numbers 31 and 8. Then there is the B, another Zor or Zor. He's a son of Yael or Jael of Gibeon, a Benjamite in 1 Chronicles 8 and 30. So what is this meaning of Zor? Zor, right? The Zor and Zori, Zori or Zori. Zori, Zori. Accordingly, metaphysical, spiritual, the inner meaning of this here, as it even applies here to today's daily psalm, this too being the usage and some of the, you could say, secrets of the psalm, so to speak, as we study, right, and growing in grace and in knowledge, faith in the gnosis. Be still in gnosis, right, and know this. Faith is the Zor. Zor as referring to the man of Binyamin, Benjamin, rock, refuge, and a very hard, aggressive, besieging, warring thought activity as it pertains to the prince of Midian, right? The rock, the stone, rock, stone, precipitous, beset, assailed, besieged. Now we have Zoriel. Note this, Zoriel, because there's three names here that's connected. Now the root is rock. Rock in what context? Here he says, Eleka Yahuwah, Eleka, Jehovah, Yahuwah, right? Ekra, Zori. He says, to thee, he who be who he be, Hashem, I call out, Zori. Alright, so as he says, I call out, what does he call out? Zori, my rock. So Zoriel, El, Ha'el is my rock, whose protection is Ha'el. Ha'el is my defense. Ha'el is a refuge, strength of El, Ha'el, son of Abihel. Son of Abihail, Ha'el, and a prince of Merari Levites, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. This also is in Numbers 3:35. Now, metaphysics, right, in the yeshiva, you could say like in the yeshiva study of it, a realization of El Ha'el Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, the indwelling spirit of truth. This is Mawahad, this is Tawahidah. This is the King's Highway, right? This is the living faith, right? This is the Hymenot, the realization of El Ha'el Ha'el, the revelation or the realization. There's a revelation, but now that revelation must be realized. And Zoriel represents the realization of El Ha'el Elohim, the indwelling spirit of truth, as one's firm, unwavering faith. As one steadfastness and defense. Ha'el is my rock. Zori. El is Zori. El is refuge. Zori. Strength of El. Zori. Zori El. Then we have Zori Shaddai, which is interesting considering even the Torah portion, right? Here as we are in the second book of Moshe called Exodus, right? And with the Wayera, right, and even that revelation at the burning bush concerning El Shaddai, concerning Ushmi, right, Ushmi, right, Shaddai, Ushmi, by my name Shaddai, by my name Almighty. So we have Zori, Zori Shaddai. The Almighty is a rock. Shaddai is a sword, or really more correctly, Shaddai is Zori, Zori, my rock. My rock is Shaddai, the omnipotent, all-sufficient supply. Shaddai is a rock of refuge for I. Zori Shaddai. Now, he's the father of Shelumiel, who was the prince chosen from the tribe of Simeon to stand with Moses and Aaron in numbering the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in the Midbar, the wilderness of Sinai. Right? We have Numbers 1 and 6. Now, here's the metaphysics. Like Zoriel, the knowledge or realization, the what? The gnosis, the dea, the da'at, right? The knowledge, the gnosis, the ilket. Like Zoriel, Zori El, the knowledge or realization of El,
Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, Elohim, Ha'Elohim, as unchanging principle, as unchanging principle, even the first power of the Trinity to be realized as unchanging principle, as one's staying power, one's defense, the sure foundation of one's abiding perfection and tov and good. The Almighty Shaddai is a rock, is my rock. Zori, Zori, my rock is Shaddai. So this connection, brothers and sisters, right here with these first two verses, because in the second verse right here, he says, hear the voice of my supplication. When I cry to the eye, when I lift up my hands, the lifting up of our hands. So he points out that when he cries to the eye, when he shouts, we touched on that, the bit, shawa'i, shawa'i, shawa', shawa', shout, right, to cry, bit, shawa'i, eleka, bit, shawa'i, eleka, bit, shawa'i, when I cry, eleka, to the eye, to suri, bit, nasa'i, yadai, bit, nasa'i, nasa, bit, nasa'i, nasi, nasi, lifting up, bit, nasi, when I lift up, bit, nasi, yadai, when I lift up my hands. When I lift up my hands, the gesture, we have the gesture of prayer, put your hands up, symbolizing the offering of the heart. So what does it mean when you bend the knee for an idol like another nation's so-called flag or something? What does it mean when you put your hands up? Don't shoot. Think about it for a moment. Think about it for a moment. See, there is this spiritual, get it? Spiritual Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. So putting one's hands up, this is the gesture of what? Prayer. Symbolize what? The offering of the heart. Or when somebody puts their hands up, what is that called? Also surrender. One is surrendering. Let us lift up our heart with our hands to the Elohim, the true good, the true God in the heavens, in Lamentations 3:41. But here, the holy sanctuary, he says, Bin nasi yadai illa devir kadesheka, kadesheka, illa devir kadesheka. When I lift up my hands ill towards or in the direction of devir, devir, devir kadesheka, devir, thy holy oracle, the devir. In the Hebrew, it is more literally to the debir, D-E-B-I-R usually, you know, as it's brought out, debir of the sanctuary. So there is the debir of the sanctuary, which is the innermost part. So we have the sanctuary overall, and then we have the innermost part. This is like the chapel, right? It's like when we say Selassie is the chapel. Right, towards thy oracle, thy, oracle, thy, in the innermost of the innocent.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are the words of our father. Oh, Israel, let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave, let Reuben live and never die. I will
I'm
Mizmor kaf kai kai kaf het. Mizmor kaf het. Le David. Eleka Yahuwah ekra. Suri ala te cherash mimen. Pena te cheser cheser mimen. We nim shalti im yordevor. Shmaag olla tachinunai. De ashawai eleka. De anasaiya yadaya. Ella devir. Adsheka. Le David of David. Elekai Hua. To the Ad Jehovah Ekra. Do I call out? Do I call upon the eye? I call out upon the eye's name. I recite the eye's name. I call out. Eleka Yahuwah Ekra. Suri ala techerash mimeni. My rock. Suri. My rock. Suri ala techerash mimeni. Be not thou the eye deaf. To me, to I, al techerash mimeni, pen techeshe mimeni, less pen techeshe, less if thou be silent, pen techeshe mimeni, to me. Witnim shalti im yorde vor, I become, I be like them that go down into the pit. Witnim shalti im yorde vor. Shema'a kolata chinunai de shawai heleka. Hear the voice, the call, shema'a. Shema'a kol. Hear the call, the voice, the sound, word, sound. Hear the sound. Shema'a kol. Tachinunai. Tachinunai of my supplication. Tachinunai. De shawai heleka. When I cry. De shawai. Shawai. In my shawai. My shout. My cry. De shawai heleka. To the eye. Male. De nasi. Bit nasi, when I lift up, bit nasi yadai, my hands, bit nasi yadai, illa divir kadsheka, toward thy, the eye, holy set apart, sanctuary, il divir, il dibir kadsheka, toward the eyes, holy set apart, sanctuary, mizmor kaf chet, lid David. Elekai Yahuwa, ekra, suri ala techerash mimeni, tena techeshe mimeni, we nim shalti, aim your devor, shema'a kola tachinunai, bi shawai eleka, bi nasi yadaya illa dibir kadsheka. Prayer and thanksgiving still. Another mizmor, psalm chant, vocal intonation producing one of the episodes of a stormy life, a stormy liberty. Some commentators refer to the time of Absalom's rebellion, which forms a suitable setting for the first half. The remainder would then have been added when the crisis was over. The introductory appeal right here, these first two verses, superscription, Le David of David, Le David, Le David, Elekah Yahuwah, Ekra, Suri, Al Techerash Mimeni, Pena Techeshe Mimeni, Vednim Shalti, Aim Yor Devor, Shema'ak Ola Tachinunai, De Shawaiya Elekah, De Nasiya Dai, Ella Devir Karsheka. Introductory appeal.
Introductory appeal.
Introductory appeal.
To the eye. Male. Oh, he who be, who ye be. Eleka. Eleka. Yahuwah. Ekra. Ekra. Do I call. Ekra. Suri. 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 My rock. Sur. The Hebrew. Sur. Suri. We have this in Psalm 18, roundabout verse 3, verse 2, verse 3. My rock. The rock. Suri. Sori, ala techerash mimeni. Be thou not deaf. Don't be deaf to me. Ala techerash mimeni. Pena techeshe mimeni. Lest if thou be silent mimeni. Winnim shalti. I be like those that go down in your day for. I become like them that go down to the vor, to the vor, the vor, the vor, vortex, the vor. Aim your day bor, be like those that go down to the pit with nimshalti, v'nimshalti. Aim your day bor. Shema akol tachinunai be shawai leka be nasiya yadai illa divir kadeshka. Deaf, as in the English phrase, turn a deaf ear. Don't turn a deaf ear to I. Silent, irresponsive. Don't be irresponsive to my appeal. Pit. The grave. Elohim's silence would mean that he and we and I and I be in disfavor with him, with he who be, who we be. And then, although living, he and we would be as though dead. This line repeated in Psalm CXLIII and 7, in Psalm 143, verse 7, is echoed as the exquisite couplet of Yehuda Halevi's, when far from the eye, I die while yet in life. But if I cling to the eye, I live though I should die. Bringing out this idea right here, the first verse. Eleka, Yahuwah, ekra, tzuri, aletech rash mimen, penetech hashem mimen, wednim shalti, aim your day, war. Second verse, hear the voice, the vocal of my supplication. Hear the sound, the word, the sound of my supplication, of my beseeching for mercy. Shema ol tachinunai, tachinunai. Hear my tachanun, tachinun, tachinun, tachinunai. Hear the voice of my supplication. The ol tachinunai, shema ol tachinunai. Bishawai eleka, when I cry, when I call out, when I shout. Bishawai eleka, when I shout out to the eye. B'nasi yadai illa divir kadesheka. When I lift up my hands, yadai, b'nasi yadai. When I lift up and lifting up my hand, b'nasi yadai il divir kadesheka. To the eyes, holy set apart sanctuary, the gesture of prayer. Lift up my hands, b'nasi yadai. When I lift up my hands, b'nasi yadai, the gesture of prayer symbolizing the offering of the heart, harticle. Make I and I lift up, I and I heart, with our hands, I and I hands, to Elohim, b'shamayim, in the heavens. Lamentation 3 and 41. Thy holy sanctuary, devir kadesheka, devir kadesheka, devir kadesheka, illa devir kadesheka. To the debir, to the debir, here pointed as debir, illa debir karisheka, illa debir, to the debir of the sanctuary of thy kadesheka, of the I kadesh, holy, the I holy place, of the I sanctuary. Speaking of the innermost part, speaking of the holy of holies, of holies, of holies. B'nasi yadai. Illa devir kadesheka, 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 kadesheka.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, for 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, as incense, before thee as incense, as incense. As incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, the evening sacrifice. Al ti mishakeni aim re sha'im wa aim po ele aven adov re shalom aim ra'ayahem
ra'a biya levavam ten lahem ke fa olam uka ukiroa ma'e lilehem ke ma'eseya yedehem ten lahem hashev ge'mulam lahem ki lo yavin willa piya uloti yahuwa wi illa ma'eseya yadayo Ye herasema wi lo yavane draw me, draw not I away, draw me not away with the wicked, with the ratchet. Allah tia mishakaina yaim ritshaim and with the workers of antiquity waim po ele aren who seek peace with their neighbors. Dovre shalom ima ra'ihem but evil is in their hearts. Wira'a bia levavam. Give them according to their deeds. Ten alahem ka fa olam. And according to the evil of their endeavors. Uakia ro'a ma'e lelihen. Give them after the work of their hands. Kuma iseya yedehem. Ten lahem. Render to them their desert. Hashev gemulam lahem, because they give no heed to the works, of Yahweh, to the works of Jehovah. Ki lo yavinu illa piya uloti Yahweh, nor to the operation of his hand, we illa ma'isei yadayu. He will break them down, ye hersim, and not build them up, we lo yivnein. And will not build them up. Here, the second section of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Chet, the 28th psalm, Psalm XXVIII. Here, verses 3 to 5, may his fate not be that of the wicked, of the ratchet. Al tima shekheini aima re sha'im. Draw I not away with the wicked. Aim risha'im, with the risha'im. Al tima shekheini. Don't draw I away. Allah tima shekheini. Al tim shekhe. Ani. Draw I not away. Allah tima shekheini. Aim risha'im. With the risha'im. With the wicked. More forcibly, in the Hebrew, Allah tima shekheini. Allah tim shekheini. Don't drag. Drag me not away. Like a condemned man to his punishment. The implication is that the guilty will receive their desserts, their just desserts. So, alatim shekheini, ima risha'im, wa ima po'ile aven, and with the workers of iniquity, wa'im, and with wa'im, va'ima po'ile, the doers, the workers, the habitual doers of aven, wa'im po'ile aven, dovre shalom. Dovrei, the speakers, the talkers, the speakers, Dovrei Shalom, the speakers of Shalom, words of Shalom, Dovrei, the speakers of Shalom, Aim with Re'ahem, with their neighbors, with their associates, their fellow shepherds, Aim Re'ahem, with Ra'ah, be a Levavam, but evil with Ra'ah. Be a Levavam, but evil is in Levavam, is in their hearts. We also have this in Psalm 12, round about verse 2, evil is in their hearts. Here, the dilate verse, the fourth verse, ten lahem, ke pa olam, u ki ro'a, ma'e li'elehem, give them according to their deeds, and according to the evil of their endeavors. Kut ma iseya yedehem tain lahem. Give them after the work of their hands, and according to the work of their hands, kut ma isey the doings, and as the doings, kut ma isey yedehem, as doings of yedehem, their hands, tain lahem, give to them, tain lahem, hashev gemulam lahem, render to them, return to them, hashev, gemulam alahem, give them their desert, their reward, gemulam, their gemul, their reward, lahem, to them. This is not a vindictive craving for personal revenge, but it's a solemn tefillah prayer that Ha-Elohim, the true God, will openly convict false and wicked and ratchet men by manifesting his righteous judgments upon them and punishing them as they deserve. Here, bringing us to the Hey verse, the fifth verse, Kilo yavinu illa kia ulot Yahuwah we illa ma'ese yadayo yeherisim we lo yivneim we lo yibneim, because they give no heed to the works of Yahuwah of Jehovah. Kilo yavinu, because they don't seek to understand, they don't give any heed, any understanding, any comprehension. Ki lo yavinu illa pi'ulot Yahuwah, to the pi'ulot, illa pi'ulot Yahuwah. They give no heed to the works of Jehovah. Pi'ulot Yahuwah, pi'ulot Yahuwah, the marvels of the creation iration, the universe, the universe, that should direct the mind of man, the mind of Adam, the mind of humanity, the mind of man, to such thoughts as are specified in the eighth psalm of David, the eighth psalm of the Psalter. Ki lo yavinu illa pi'uloti Yahuwah we illa ma'isei yado, and know and to the doings, right, the doings, the ma'isei, the operation. We'll into ma'isei yado, yadayo, actually pointed here as yadayo, yadayo, nor to the operation of yadayo, his hands. Yehersim ulo yibneim, yehersim ulo yibneim, he will break them down and not build them up. Yehersim, he will break them down, ulo and no yibneim, and not bana, he will not build them up. Operation of his hand.
Operation
is say yadayo. A parallel. This is a parallel here to the works of Jehovah, the pi'ulot Yahuwah, pi'ulot Yahuwah, the works of Jehovah, or his acts of judgment upon the arrogant in the past that should have taught these evildoers humility. But he will break them down. Jeremiah 24 and 6 brings out this same idea. Yehersim. He will break them down. Willo yibneim. And not build them up.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing." Yet they would not hear. Would not hear.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Baruki Yahuwah, ki shama'a kol atachinunai. Yahuwah ozi, magini, bo avatach libi, when zarti, waya loza libi. We mishiri hodeinu Yahuwah oza lamo ua maoza yeshuota miya shiho. His prayer and I tefillah heard. Hear. Mizmor kaf chet, the 28th psalm here, verses 6-7. His prayer heard. Yahuwah Jehovah, blessed be he. Blessed be he who be who he be. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruchi Yahuwah. Baruch Jehovah. Blessed be he who be who he be. Ki shama kol tachanunai. Because he hath heard. Ki shama kol, the voice, the sound. Tachanunai. Of my supplication, my beseeching for grace, for mercy. Ki shama kol tachanunai. Yahuwah Ozi, O Magini. Jehovah is my strength, Yahuwah Ozi. He is my Ozi, my strength, Ozi, Yahuwah Ozi. O Magini, Magini, and my Magin, and my shield, O Magini. Boa Vatach, Boa Batach. In him, trusteth, take confidence, Libi, my heart. Ba'u, in him, Batach, Libi. In him hath my heart trusteth, or taken confidence. Boa Vatach, Libi. Vidne Erzati, and I am helped. Vidne Erzati, Vidne Erzati, and I am helped. Waya Eloza Libi. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. Waya illos, waya illos, greatly libi, my heart greatly rejoiceth. We mishiri ehodenu, and with my song, u mishiri, and with mishiri, my song, u mishiri, and with my song, ehodenu, ehodenu, and with my song, I will praise, I will Isis, I will praise. I will praise him. Blessed be Jehovah. Blessed be Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh-Weh-Heh. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Yahuwah. Baruch Adonai. Baruch Yahuwah. Elohim be thanked. The true good, the true God be thanked. Jah be thanked. Deliverance, deliverance has come to him, has come to I and I and we. Baruch Yahuwah. Ki Shama'a Kol HaTachinunai. Because he hath heard, for he has heard, for having heard, ki yeshama'a kol tachinunai, the voice, the sound, the kol tachinunai, the sound, the voice of my supplication. Yahuwah Ozi, O Magini, Jehovah is my strength. Yahuwah Ozi, O Magini, and my shield, O Magini, boa batach libi. We ne ezarti, waya eloza libi, we mshiri ehodeinu. In him hath my heart trusteth, have confidence, and I am helped. We ne ezarti, we ne ezarti, and I am helped, because ba'u, in him, batach, vatach libi, batach libi. In him I trust, I take confidence. Ne ezarti, and I'm helped. Waya ilos libi, therefore, and greatly rejoicing, libi, my heart, we mishiri ehodenu, and my song, mishiri, will praise him. Ehodenu, will hoda, toda, will praise him. Ehodenu. My strength, as in the song at the Yam Suf, at the Etra Bahir, at the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea. We have this in Exodus, Exodus chapter 15, verse 2. Yahuwah Ozi, Ozi, my Ozi, Magini, Magini, and my shield. In Psalm 3, round about verse 4. Greatly rejoice, Vaya illos, Vaya illos, Vaya illos, Vaya illos. Greatly rejoice, Libi, my heart. The same word translated in Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel 2 and 1 as exalteth. Exalteth, same word, exalteth, translated here as greatly rejoiceth. My heart greatly rejoiceth, my heart exalteth. Waya elos, waya elos, libi. This brings us here to the concluding portion, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Kaf Chet, the 28th psalm, Psalm XXVIII. And here in verses 8 and 9, we have the prayer for Ha'am, the prayer for the people. The last thought here is for Ha'am, for the people, for Jah's people's welfare, for Jah's people, Shalom, as we have in Psalm 3. So here, Yahuwah Jehovah is a strength to them, and he is a stronghold of salvation to his anointed. Yahuwah Oz Lamo. Ua ma'oz yeshuot mishicho hu. Jehovah is a strength to them. Yahuwah oz Lamo, Oz, strength, Lamo, for them. He who be, who he be, Oz, Lamo, is strength, is Oz, Lamo, for them. Ua Ma'oz, Yeshuot, and he is a stronghold, Ma'oz, Yeshuot, a stronghold of Yeshua, of Yeshuot, of salvations, of victories. Ua Ma'oz, Yeshuot, Meshicho, who? Meshicho, who? Meshicho, who? To his Messiah, he is. Meshicho, who? He is the Messiah, Messiah, to his Messiah, Messiah he is. Ua Ma'oza Yeshuota Meshicho, who? To them, Lamo, he is Oz, he is Oz, he is strength to them. Some Hebrew MSSs, manuscripts, they read, Le'amo, Le'amo. They read it as not Lamo, Lamo, but Le'amo. They read this as Le'amo, to his people. Le'amo, Oz Le'amo, Oz Le'amo. He is strength to his people. Although the meaning of them may be gathered. The meaning of them can be gathered here from the context. Oz Lamo. Meshicho, 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 Meshicho. The anointed, his anointed, speaking of HaMelech, speaking of the Negus, even Negus Neges, speaking of the king. David may refer to himself in this indirect manner. After all, David was a man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, and even Yahuwah speaks of himself in the third person and refers to himself in an indirect manner. David may refer to himself in this indirect manner. More probably, the concluding section was added when the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, the intonation, was adapted for use in HaHekav, in the temple. Hear, hear, hear. Yahuwah, Azlam. Ua Ma'oz, Yeshuot, Meshicho, Hu, Hoshi'a, Eta Ameka, Ua Vareka, Eta Nachelateka, Ua Re'aim, We Nasa'im, Ada Ha'olam. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance, and tend them, shepherd them, Ure'aim, tend them and carry them for Iva. We nasaim ad ha'olam. Thine inheritance, nachilateka, uvarek, ubareka eta nachalateka, 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 the I male's inheritance, and bless thine inheritance, ubarek eta nachalateka, thine inheritance, the community of Amo Yisrael, the community of Yasharel, the upright of El, the true good, the true God, man who sees the true good, the true God, a people of inheritance, a people of inheritance. Deuteronomy 4 and 20. Hoshi'ah, Hoshi'ah, save, Hoshi'ah, Hoshi'ah, Heta Ameka, Hoshi'ah, Heta Ameka, save thy people, uvareka eta nachalateka, and bless, uvarek, and bless eta nachalateka, the eye's inheritance, u re'aim, and tend them, re'aim, u and re'aim, and shepherd them, and shepherd them, u re'aim, and shepherd them, we nasaim, and lift them up and carry them, we nasaim, v'nasaim, Ur aim of Nasim, and lift them up and carry them, ad ha olam, until the forever, the world without end, ha olam, ada ha olam, forever and ever. As a shepherd carries tired sheep, as a shepherd carries tired and lame sheep, may he who be who he be save his people, I and I, and we bless his inheritance, I and we, tend to them, and I and we, and carry them, I and we, for Iva. Hoshi'ah heta ameka, uvareka eta nachalateka, ur'aima winaseim, Ad ha olam 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 ha
olam ha olam ha
מזמור כ"ח לדוד. אליך אדוני אקרא, צורי אל תחרש ממני, פן תחשה ממני, ונמשלתי עם יורדבור. שמע כל תחנוני בשבעי אליך, בנושאי ידי אל דביר קודשך. אל תמשכני עם רשעים ועם פועלי אבן, דוברי שלום עם רעיהם ורעה בלבבם. תן להם כפעולם וכרוע מעלליהם, כמעשה ידיהם תן להם, השב גמולם להם. כי לא יבינו אל פעולות אדוני ואל מעשה ידיו, יהרסם ולא יבנם. ברוך אדוני ישמע כל תחנוני, אדוני עוזי ומגיני, בו בטח ליבי ונעזרתי, ויעלוז ליבי, ומשירי אהודנו. אדוני עוז למו, ומעוז ישועות משיחוהו, הושיעה את עמך, וברך את נחלתך, ורעם ונשאם עד העולם.
Psalm 28.
מזמור כ"ח לדוד. אליך אדוני אקרא, אקרא, אקרא.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also, and lift them up forever.
Ahuch ata Adonai.
John!
Rastafari.
John!
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Mizmor Chaf Chet. Psalm 28, Psalm XXVIII, Le David of David. Hear, 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 we have a prayer and thanksgiving. Still another Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation produced in one of the episodes of a stormy life, a stormy liberty. Some commentators refer to it as the time, the Iowa, as I and I say, the Iowa of Absalom's rebellion, that forms a suitable setting for the first half of today's Mizmor, Mizmor Chaf Chet, Mizmor, Kaf, Chet. The remainder would then have been added, some say, when the crisis was over. Mizmor, Kaf, Chet, Mizmor, Kaf, Chet, Le David. Eleka, Yahuwah, Ekra, Tzuri, Alate, Cherash, Mimeni. Pena, Te, Chesheh, Mimeni. We, Nima, Shalti, Im, Yordei, Vor. To the eye, O Jehovah, do I call. Eleka, Yahuwah, Ekra, my rock, be not thou the eye deaf to me. Alate cherasha mimeni, lest if thou the eye be silent to me, to I, penate cheshe mimeni, I become like them that go down into the pit. We nim shalti im yordei bor. A psalm of David, of David, of David. To thee I, O Jehovah, do I call. Elekai Yehovah ekra. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24. Yahuwah Jehovah is my portion, saith nafshi, saith my psyche, my soul, saith she. The people of Israel say, we, I and I, have no portion except in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Holy One, blessed be He, to whom we say, Yahuwah Jehovah is my portion. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, I have no portion except Amo Yisrael, except the people of Yisrael. As Moshe, as Moses said in Deuteronomy 32 and 9, the portion of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is Amo, is his people. Accordingly, when the people of Yisrael, of Yasharel, Amo Yisrael, call to Elohim, the true good, the true God, he hears them. As is said even here, here, here in Mizmor Kaf Chet. Elekai Yehuwa Ekra Tzuri Alatech Rash Mimeni Penatech Hashem Mimeni Winim Shalti Ya'im Yordei Bor. To thee I, O Jehovah, do I call. My rock, Tzuri, be not thou the eye death to me. Another comment on the opening words. Eleka Yahuwah Ekra, to the I, Eleka Yahuwah Cha, O Jehovah, do I call. Ekra, Ekra, draw I not away with the wicked. Draw I not away with the ratchet. Ala tima shekheni ya'im risha'im. These words here, here, here are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse from Yeshayahu, from Yeshaya, Isaias, Isaiah 26 and 13. Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah Einai Elohim. Other lords beside the I wished to have dominion over us, over I and I. Yahweh Eloheinu. Other lords beside thee wished to have dominion over we. Be'alunu, alunu, be'alunu, be'alunu. What is the literal meaning of be'alunu? Crushed as with a pestle, as in, quote, crush a fool in a mortar with a pestle. Be'elu, be'eli, be'eli, be'eli among groats. according to Proverbs 27:22. But Rav Yehuda, Judah, taught in the name of Rav Semai, Be'alunu is derived from Baal, 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 husband, Baal, 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 husband. Thus, like a husband, a Baal, who draws Ishto, or Seto, his offset, his wife, to sexual union, so would they draw us, draw I and I, draw we to union with their idols. The end of the verse in Isaiah 26:13, even without thee, we make mention of thy name alone. Even without thee, I and I make mention of thy, the I name alone, all one. This means that the B'nai Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael said, even at a time when thou didst not confer thy name upon us and didst not perform miracles for us, we hallowed, we set apart Shemekah, the I name, the I male name. Thus, like this, when the wicked, the ratchet, Nebuchadnezzar, ordered I and I to worship his idols and to bow before his image, we, I and I, were willing to die rather than disavow the I. And the proof? The verse from Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, that reads, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, if Eloheinu, our I and I Elohim, whom we, I and I serve, is able to deliver us, he will deliver we from the burning fiery furnace. But if not, be it known to thee, the I, that we, that I and I, will not serve thy gods, thy Elohim. Since they called him king, Melech, even the goose, since they called him Melech, king, why also Nebuchadnezzar? And if they called him Nebuchadnezzar, why also Melech? Why also king? This, however, is what they meant by calling him both. As regards the levies, the polls, and the income taxes that thou commandest us, I and I, to pay, we shall call thee Melech, we shall call thee king. But as regards the gods, the Elohim, that thou commandest us to serve, thou and a dog are alike to us. Thus they said, we, I and I, will not serve thy gods, thy Elohim. Whereupon Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, as is said in Daniel chapter 3, verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar filled with fury. Rav Yohanan said, at once Nebuchadnezzar commanded that if the furnace had been heated with one bundle of firewood, it should now be heated with seven bundles. The rabbis said, at once Nebuchadnezzar commanded that if the furnace had been heated with seven bundles, it should now be heated with 49 bundles, seven times seven. As is said, he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont, it was used to be heated. Thereupon, to hallow, to set apart the name of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, threw themselves into the fiery furnace. From what verse did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah infer that they were to throw away their lives for the hallowing, for the setting apart of Hashem, of the name? They drew the inference from the verse concerning the frogs in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet. What is written of the frogs? According to Exodus chapter 7, verse 28, the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly that shall go up and come into thine ovens and into thy dough. Now, when is dough placed near an oven? When the oven is heated, when the oven is hot. Accordingly, this verse proves that frogs came and threw themselves into ovens in order to hallow, to set apart Hashem, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reward the frogs? All other frogs in Mitzrayim in Egypt died. As is said in Exodus chapter 8, verse 9, the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courts, and out of the fields. But the frogs that went into the ovens to fulfill the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not die because they were willing to be burnt. And so the frogs sprang up alive out of the ovens and went back into the river, for it is said, in Exodus chapter 8, verse 7, they alone shall remain in the river. Theudas of Rome, Theudas of Rome taught that the inference of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah was this. Since frogs that do not have the merit of their fathers, their patriarchs, were saved because they offered themselves their lives, because they offered their lives for the hallowing, the setting apart of Hashem, the name. How much more are we, how much more are I and I obliged to offer our lives, our liberty for the hallowing, the setting apart of Hashem, of the name? We, the children, the B'nai Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, we, the children of the Hebrew Trinity of patriarchs of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who have been given the precept of hallowing, setting apart Hashem, the name, and whom Elohim, the true good, the true God, reward in full. Palton of Rome taught Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah drew the inference from the verse in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, that says, according to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, but if from thence, from there, thou wilt seek Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the Elohim, true good, true God, source, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. The rabbis taught Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah drew the inference from the verse in Jeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah, that says, according to Jeremiah 29 and 13, and ye and y'all shall seek me, seek I, and find me, and find I when y'all shall search for me, search for I with all your heart. In another Targum interpretation, the verse is read in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 26 and 13. But by the eye alone do we make mention of Shemeka, of the I Shem, the I male name. What is meant by the words, by thee alone? They mean, quote, in thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception, end quote. That is, we bless the eye and mention Shemeka, the eye name, to the eye alone, all one, and not to any other Elohim, not to any other God. L'Dawid, Elekai Yehovah, Ekra, Sori Alatech Rash Mimeni, Penatech Hashem Mimeni, Venim Shaltia, Im Yordei Vora. Shema'a kolata chenunai b'shawi aleka b'nasiya yadaya illa divir kadesheka Ala tima shekheni aima rishaima wa aima po'le'aven dovre shalom aima re aihem we ra'a bilavavem we ra'a bilavavem to the eye, O Jehovah, do I call. My rock, Tzuri, be not thou the eye deaf to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down to the pit, to the war, the vortex. Hear, Shema'a kola tachinunai, hear the voice of my supplication. Bishawai eleka, when I cry, when I shout, bishawai eleka, when I shout, cry out, shout out to the eye. When I lift up my hands, De nasaiya yadai, towards thy holy, thy isla sanctuary, illa devira kadisheka, draw I not away with the wicked, with the ratchet, alatima shekheni, aim rishaim, and with the workers of iniquity, wa'im po'le aven, who speak peace, who speak shalom with their neighbors. Dovrei shalom aima ra'ayhem, but evil with ra'a, but evil but ra'a with ra'a bilavavam bilababam, but evil is in their hearts. Shlomo, Solomon said. Solomon said in Proverbs 16 and 19, better it is to be of a lowly spirit with the humble than to divide the spoil with the proud. Blessed is the man, Ashrei Ha'ish, who takes his portion with the humble. Woe to him who takes his portion with the wicked, with the ratchet, the Rishaim. For the Rishaim, for the ratchet, the wicked, take what is theirs and then go out of the world. As it is said in Psalm 37, verse 10 to verse 11, and yet a little while, and the wicked and the ratchet shall not be, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace, in the abundance of shalom. Thus, like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared, the wicked, the Rishaim, the ratchet, have but a single hour. They eat what is theirs in this world. Then they pass away and go down into Gehenna. They, their retainers, and anyone who had anything to do with them, of the like of them, Scripture says in Yeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 49, and 10. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed, his race is spoiled, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not. Hence, here, David said, I shall not eat of their meal, so that I shall not go down into the pit, into the bor, the vortex with them. As it is said, even here in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Le David, Elekai Yehoah, Ekra, Sori alatech rash mimeni, penatech shem mimeni, we nim shalti, I'm your day war. A psalm of David, Lidawid, of David, to the eye, O Jehovah, do I call. Elekai Yehoah, ekra, my rock, Sori, be not thou the eye deaf to me, alatech rash mimeni, lest if thou be silent to me, penetech Hashem imeni, I become like them that go down into the pit. We nimshalti aim your day war. draw me not away with the ratchet, with the wicked, and with the walkers, the workers of iniquity, who speak shalom with their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Alatima shekheini a'ima risha'im wa'ima po'le aven. Dovre shalom a'ima re'ehem wi'ra'a bilavavam. Rav Abba Bar Zera said, even in the shortcomings of the tribes, you discover their worth. For it is said of them in Genesis 37 and 4, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. That is, what was in their hearts was also in their mouths. Of others, however, as of Absalom, it is said, Absalom spoke to Amnon neither good nor bad in 2 Samuel 13:22. That is, what was in Absalom's heart was not in his mouth. Ki lo yavinu illa pi'ulot Yahuwah wa illa ma'aseh yadayo yehirsim wa lo yivneim. Because they give no heed to the works, of Jehovah, ki lo yavinu illa pi'ulot Yahuwah, nor to the operation of his hands, wa illa ma'aseh yadayo. He will break them down and not build them up. Yehersei with lo yibneim. Because they regard not the works of Jehovah, nor the operation of his hands. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 28, verse 5. According to Hezekiah, works of Jehovah, pe'ulote Yahuwah. Works of Jehovah alludes to calculations of the courses of the stars. According to Rav Yehoshua, Joshua, it alludes to homiletical interpretations of the scripture. According to the Rebbeinat, the rabbis, it alludes to the Shema that is preceded by the prayer beginning, quote, who formest light, end quote, and concluding, quote, blessed art thou, O Jehovah, creator of the luminaries. Operation of his hands. Ma'aseh yadayo, ma'aseh yadayo. Operation of his hands. This alludes to the new moons, chodashim, of that it is said in Genesis Bereshith, Genesis 1 and 16, Elohim made the lesser light to rule the night. And of that it is also written in Psalm 104 and 19, he operates the moon for seasons. The words they regard not. The words they regard not. They give no heed. Ki lo yavinu. Ki lo yabinu. They regard not. This alludes to unbelievers who calculate neither the new moons nor the courses of the stars. He will break them down and not build them up. Yehersim ulo yibneim. Yehersim ulo yibneim. He will break them down and not build them up. That is to say, he will break them down in this world and not build them up in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Yahweh Uzi Ua Magini Bo Batach Libi We Ne Zarti Waya Eloza Libi Ua Mishiri Ehodenu Jehovah is my strength, and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Yahweh, Ozi, O Magini, Bo Abatach Libi, We Ne Ezarti. Rav Simeon told a mashal, a misale, a parable of a melech, of a king, a negus, who had a single pearl, When his son came and said to him, quote, give it to me. Hamelech, the king, the negus, answered, it is not thine. But when the son wearied him with begging, Hamelech, the king, the negus, gave it to his son. Just so, Yisrael, Israel, Yasharel, singing a song at the Yam Suf, at the Red Sea, at the Etara Bahir, at the Eritrean Sea, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, according to Exodus 15 and 2, may strength be mine, Yahuwah, Jah's the song, Jehovah's the song, entreated him to give them HaTorah, to give them the instructions, the directions, the teaching of his majesty. Thereupon Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to them, quote, it is not yours. It belongs to those above. But when they wearied him with begging, he gave it to them, as is said in Psalm 29 and 7. Yahweh Jehovah gave strength to Amo, to his people. According to Rav Yochanan, Yisrael, Yasharel, Israel, then said, let us make I and I repay Elohim, the true good, the true God, with the songs of praise, with the songs of Isis, that he gave us, that he gave we, that he gave I and I. As scripture says, therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise. Will I Isis him? Waya Eloz Libiya, U Mishiriya Ehodenu. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth. Waya Eloz Libi, and with my song, U Mishiri, will I praise Isis him? Ehodenu, Ehodenu, Waya Eloz Libi. O Mishiri, Ehodenu, Ehodenu, Ehodenu.